神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Today, there is a large group of what we call single parents.
今天在世界上有很多这种单亲的家庭。
Now, a single parent is a mother or a father who has custody, who the child is living with, of at least one child and manages the family without a marriage partner.
所谓的单亲家庭就是孩子只有父亲或母亲在他的生活背景里面呢，没有正式的或者是健康的双亲的这种背景。
I believe if you stop to think, you would think of one, or maybe you are one yourself.
或许你想一想，就马上想到某一个人就是单亲家庭，或你自己就是这样的一个例子。
Now, there are several things that bring about the cause of a single parent.
有很多原因造成单亲的家庭。
Sometimes it is a single person who decides they want to adopt a child.
有时候是一个单身的人呢，他决定要去领养一个孩子。
It may be that it is a person who is never married, and yet they may have a nephew or a niece that they want to raise as their child.
或许有时候呢，没有结婚，但是呢，却有他的比较近亲的一些侄子啊，外甥或外甥女呢，他想要来依靠他。
At times it may be a death of the mate.
或许有时候是配偶丧失了，他死了。
More often,It is a divorce or a separation from a mate.
最常有的情况呢，就是分居或者是离婚制成这种单亲家庭。
And then there is the desperation of when your mate has deserted or left you.
或者有时候是你的配偶离开你或你离开他。
Let me tell you about a woman and one day in her life. She went to work that day and found outthat she lost her job.
我要告诉你一个关于一个妇女她、有一天发生的事情就是她当她去工作的时候呢发现她已经被裁员了。
She had an appointment with the doctor.
那她跟医生有一个约诊。
And there she found out she had cancer.
当她去约诊的时候呢医生诊断她有癌症。
You can imagine how she felt as she went home.
你可以知道说她这一天下来的感受是怎么样。
Needing someone to comfort her and someone to be there for her.
她很需要一个人来安慰她跟她陪她在一起。
But instead of that, there was a note from her husband saying, I am leaving, I am going with another woman, I will not be back.
在这种情况下呢正好她的先生也跟她做最后的通牒说呢我离开你了。我要去跟别的女人同居。
And now she was a single parent.
现在她就成为一个单亲的一个家庭。
This can be a very desperate situation.
这是一个相当严重的一个情况。
And another reason why you may be not really a parent that's doing it by single parent, but it may be that your husband is in military service and away from you, or in the hospital, or maybe his employment is a far distance.And you have to live like a single parent.
或许你的情况不是以上我所提的，但是呢，你的先生的工作呢，却是那种需要远离你一段时间，比如说像当兵啦，在军中服务啦，或者在医院里面啦，或者是工作的地方呢，离你很远。所以这样的话，无形中你也变成一个单亲的家庭。
You see, when a woman has to face the fact that she's going to have to take care of the family, there are some characteristics or some things in this stage of being a single parent that is very difficult.
特别是对一个妇女来讲呢，要 挑起或负担起整个家庭的这样的责任的话，事实上是很难的。
She may be overwhelmed and feeling herself, I can't do this by myself.
有时候会觉得实在是担当不起。
I can't handle this responsibility.
没有办法来处理而且担起这样的责任。
It's a hopeless situation.
是一个没有盼望的情况。
And so then her emotions become very extreme.
这样的他的情绪呢就非常的极端的变化。
She'll burst out in tears.
有时候呢很容易就会哭。
She feels depressed.
有时候会有沮丧。
Even a desire to die.
有时候呢甚至想死。
Consequently, this has an effect on the children or on the child.
这样的话会影响到孩子。
They feel that they have to take on the responsibilities and become the mother or father's protector.
因为呢他们会觉得呢他们必须要不但要担负起父亲还有母亲的两方面角色的责任。
So this is actually a very devastating stage many times when you first understand that you are responsible.
这事实上呢是一个很受折磨的、一个阶段当你发现了你要突然间担当起所有的责任。
Another stage for those who maybe their husband has left them or they are divorced or they have family that they're taking care of this child for, they begin to cling to that other person.
接下来如果单亲的家庭以前曾经有配偶或者是同居的人或者是、家人一同在抚养这个孩子的时候呢那么通常这个面对困难的人呢他会想要再一次回去依赖那些人。
They'll be constantly calling up the husband or someone in the family, trying to make them see that you're as responsible as I am.
所以呢，他会一直打电话给这些相关的人，一直告诉他们说，你一样要来跟我一样担当起这个责任。
You're my security in raising this child.
他一直会跟对方说呢，你呢，跟我一起抚养呢，你事实上你是我的安全感。
We must have you in our lives.
我们一定要、一起来。
The child is going to be ruined without a whole family.
然后呢他会这样说呢孩子如果没有你的话呢大概整个就不行了。
You see, what they're doing is trying to manipulate the other person.
所以这种情况呢是想用这个孩子的责任呢来、操纵对方。
They do it with self-pity.
那是一种自怜的现象。
And then they plead and plead.
他们会这样一直的来祈求。
Trying to bring guilt,And trying to get back the other partner.
这样的一个态度呢，试着想让对方再回来，有时候呢，会给对方呢加一些罪恶感。
And now, again, it's the child that begins to suffer.
那这样的话，孩子是会受罪的。
They feel like they have to fix these hurt parents.
有时候，这个孩子会觉得他们需要去处理他们双亲的问题。
The child then feels like they must be the emotional provider.For the single parent.
那这个孩子本身呢会有这种感觉好像他需要对他的母亲或父亲呢有一种情绪的支持。
This is a heavy load on a child.
那这样对孩子来讲是负担很重的。
As they hear their mother or father crying, it hurts them very much.
每次他看到母亲或父亲的这种很颓丧或者祈求的话心里面是很沉重的。
It may bring resentment toward the other parent.
有时候心里面也会有对对方的一种恼恨。
So this type of problem that may come up or stage that comes up for some single parents is one that they need to get out of quickly.
那如果单亲的这样的一个情况呢，进入这种阶段的话，最好快点能够走出来。
Now there's the other one that is very strong.
另外一种是很强烈的。
They appear to be totally self-sufficient.
另外一种呢就是表现出呢我是可以担当的。
And they are determined to be successful single parents.
而且呢他们会立下决心一定要成为一个成功的单亲。
You'll hear them say, maybe, there's nothing I can't handle.
他们会说呢这个没有什么好让我难处理的。
And without a smile, they will say, I will succeed no matter what.
然后呢就下定决心说呢不管怎么样我一定要成功。
When they're asked how things are, they'll say the children and I are doing great.
有时候你问他说情况怎么样他会跟你回答说呢我们过得很好。
And so they go on appearing to be very tough, being able to succeed.
所以他们表现得很刚强他认为自己是可以成功的。
But many times they are covering up.
可是呢有时候是一种掩饰而已。
They don't want to be vulnerable. They don't want to look like anything can hurt them.
他们要人家以为他没有受到伤害。
But the hurt isn't on the outside now, like the other one with tears and trying to manipulate. This is deep inside of them.
那事实上他们的这种伤害呢，不是像另外一种人表现在外面的眼泪上面，而是里面的这种心里面。
They become bitter.
后来就变得很苦毒。
They become one who fears failure.
很怕失败。
So we see then this takes account on the children.
那这样的话对孩子还是有影响。
You see, the child feels like they can really rely on this parent.
这个时候这个孩子呢会啊深深的以为他可以真的依靠这个爸爸或妈妈。
They feel this parent is very self-sufficient.
他觉得说我的亲人呢是很刚强很有能力的。
But many times the bitter feelings enter into the child.
但是问题是那种单亲的心里面的这样的一个苦毒呢也会影响到也会灌入孩子的心里面。
And without realizing it, they become very dependent on this parent.
然后在没有察觉当中呢让这个孩子呢过分依赖自己。
For many times this parent feels like they must always be in control no matter what.
然后这个单亲呢这个亲人呢也一直以为说呢他一定要什么都要啊来掌控。
Now let's look at a parent, a woman whose husband has died.
我们来看一个例子比如说呢一个太太她的先生死了。
She has 4 children to take care of.
她有四个孩子。
She's a woman that has learned something in her life.
她是在人生里面有很多经验的。
She learned that her strength was not in herself.
她学到说她的一生之中的那个力量呢不是靠自己就可以的。
She had even learned that her strength was not in her husband.
她也知道说呢她的力量不是从她的先生来。
But she had learned that her strength was in God.
她学到说呢她的力量是要从神而来。
And when this terrible thing happened and as she grieved, but deep inside of her there was a hope.
当他的先生去世的时候呢心里面很伤痛可是他晓得他还是有希望的。
When people would say to her, well, what are you going to do? She would say, our future is in God's hands.
当别人很同情地问他说你怎么办呢、啊、你以后怎么办呢、啊、他就回答说呢我的未来在神的手中。
He provided our needs before, he will provide them now.
因为神既然以前提供我的需要现在还是一样他要满足我的需要。
You see, she did have a security.
那这样的话他是有安全感的。
This security didn't bring her bitterness.
这个安全感呢就啊使他避免有这种苦毒。
This security didn't bring something that wasn't real in her life.
这种安全感呢也使她避免有那些不真实的一些想法或感受。
She did have a confidence.
她真的是有那种信心的。
A clear confidence that she felt very much a part of her.
很清楚很真实的信心在她的那种心里面发出来。
She was truly an emotionally healthy woman.
她真是一个在情绪上很健康的一个妇女。
The child felt that security too.
那孩子也因为这样子呢也觉得有安全感。
Not depending on mother altogether.
并不是完全靠自己的母亲。
But knowing that her dependence was in God.
因为知道说妈妈呢依靠神。
This gave the child a great comfort.
这样的话会给孩子很大的安慰。
Now, I don't know what stage you might be going through, or maybe your friend is going through.
或许你正在经过啊，其中哪一个阶段，或者是你的朋友也经过这些阶段。
But if you can help them in any of these stages, or if you yourself is in that stage, don't allow it to make you bitter, manipulative, and other things that really bring no happiness.
如果你自己或是看到别人正在处在这些啊单亲的问题的一些阶段当中的话，千万不要留在那个阶段，以至于让自己非常的不快乐，情绪不健康。
There are some things and attitudes you must be very careful of when you take on this parenting.
当你在经过这种单亲的一个过程的时候呢，有一些态度你要很小心。
You may begin to feel resentment that you have been placed in this position.
那有时候会对这种啊情况会有恼恨。
Try very hard not to let that resentment go deep in you.
一定不要让这种 恼恨呢深深的留下来。
Maybe you can voice it to someone and say, listen, I don't want to feel this way, but I do. I just hope I can get over this.
或许你可以把它倾吐出来呢，好让别人可以分担，然后你要让对方知道说我实在不希望有这种恼恨。
Resentment just eats you up.
因为恼恨呢会吞吃你。
Now another problem that will come up is maybe your income won't be as much.
那或许有一个实际的问题就是呢，你的收入会不够。
And here you find that maybe you're going to have to get another part-time job.
那这样的话，你需要做另外一个全时间的工作。
Another problem that may come up is you don't have time for your friends anymore. You don't have much time for a social life.
有时候呢，因为这样呢，让你没有时间跟你的朋友，或者是有一些社交的生活。
Sometimes you even feel like you've lost your identity. You're not a wife anymore, and things are just not like they used to be.
有时候你会觉得好像你失去了你尊严，好像你不再是以前的自己了。
Another difficult problem that arises is that you lose your freedom. You can't go and do what you once went and done.
有一个很实际的问题就是你失去了像以前一样可以要去做什么做什么的那种自由。
And then you may get feelings when you see your friends with their husbands or their wives that you begin to envy them and wish that that was you again.
有时候你看到你的朋友他们双双对对的一个很健康的家庭，你心里面会有那种羡慕或嫉妒。
And sometimes you just get plain exhausted having to do everything.
然后有时候你要照顾整个情况呢，你会觉得好像精力耗尽。
Going to work in the morning, taking care of the house, picking the children up from school, so many things on you.
早上工作，然后还要做家事，还要照顾孩子，接孩子。这样的话呢，让你觉得非常的繁重。
And so you will not find it easy.
所以是不容易的。
And that's why you're going to need an inner strength.
那为什么你需要里面的力量？
And only God can give us that inner strength.
只有神可以给你里面的力量。
Now I'd like to give you some things that maybe you shouldn't do as a single parent.
那我要给你几个意见呢，就是你要避免不要这样做的。
One of them is don't hang on to the negative feelings that you have. Forgive that husband or that wife.
你一定要去宽恕，不要好像抱着一种不甘愿的心，一定要宽恕，不管是先生或太太。
You say that's impossible. No, it's not.
或许呢，你说不可能呢，是可能的。
Forgiveness is a gift from God.
宽恕是神给我们的礼物。
Now remember this, don't try to be both father and mother to that child.
另外一个就是呢，不要以为你要扮演父亲跟母亲两个角色。
Because they're going to need a father model if their father is gone.
那他们的父亲不在了，他们需要的是一个父亲，真正父亲的这种模范。
Maybe it could be their uncle that could be their father model.
有时候呢，可以让他的叔叔成为他的这种模范。
Or their grandfather.
或者是祖父。
But you cannot be both.
不要以为你可以扮演两个角色。
Don't let your children feel like they're doomed. They won't be able to go on with their education or other things. Help them cheer their hearts.
不要让你的孩子好像有那种没有希望，好像他们的前途呢，不管是求学各方面的，好像有问题。好好的去鼓励他们。
Don't criticize the other parent to the child.
不要在孩子的面前来批评对方，不管是你的先生或你的太太。
You see, your child's relationship is different than yours.
因为你的孩子跟对方的关系跟你不同。
Of course, you are husband and wife with a different relationship altogether.
你们是夫妻的关系，跟孩子对父亲母亲的关系是不一样的。
But to a child, you are always his mother and he is always their father.
对孩子来说呢，你永远是他的妈妈，然后对方永远是他的爸爸。
Now let's go on to the fact of the finances.
那我们再继续谈这个经济的这样的一个问题。
Try very hard not to live on borrowed money.
试着不要去借钱。
Learn how to take care of your finances.
好好的学习怎么样来分配你的或者照管你的经济。
One of the best ways is to make a budget.
那最好就是有计划。
There you sit down and there are some monthly bills that must be paid.
好好的算一算你一个月要付多少钱。
These you record as must be paid.
那这一些呢是一定要付的。
Then there are some things that you need that month.
然后也有其他的一些需要。
You write that down. These are things we need.
把你所有的需要写下来。
Now, as you see how much you're going to have to pay out that much and how much you take in, then you'll be able to balance what you are spending.
那这样呢，你的收入有多少，你需要付出多少，你就开始有一些观念了。
It is good to share with your children that are old enough so they can see that this is the money that mama has, what she has to pay out, and they can understand then where they are financially.
如果你的孩子已经懂事了，那让孩子可以明白，或者跟你一起来平衡你的收支，了解你的收支情况是很好的。
Now remember, you are the one that must train them now. So don't protect them from work. Give them chores to do. Let them know they must help you, and especially now since the two of you are alone.
特别是当你们两个这样彼此相依为命的时候呢，一定不要因为过分的保护孩子，不忍心让他工作，让你的孩子如果有能力的话，让他工作，让他选择他可以做的来帮忙你。
Now, don't be like those parents that wants to give their child everything to make up for what they've lost. They must understand as children, this is the way it is. So don't try to buy their confidence.
一定不要像有一些父母亲呢，因为这种情况呢，就特别同情孩子，想要用物质来弥补，不要这样子做。你要让你的孩子明白接受这个事实跟情况，不要以为要用物质来贿赂他们。
Remember, you are training this child or children.
记得你要把这个孩子训练。
It's you that has to spend the rest of the time until they're ready to leave home.
是你要来训练他们，抚养他们，让他们长大成人，可以独立。
So you must learn how to discipline your children.
你要学习怎么样来管教这个孩子。
Discipline is not beating or yelling.
管教不是打或是骂。
It is training them.
是训练他们。
Letting them know there are some things that...They cannot do in the home.
让他们知道在家里面有一些东西，有些事情是不能做的。
And one area you're probably going to have the greatest problem with is disrespect from your child or children.
那有一个方面呢，可能会有的一个很大的麻烦就是呢，你的孩子不尊重你。
You see, if you're involved in a divorce, the child or children may try to pit one of you against the other.
当你有这种离婚的情况的时候呢，有时候你的孩子会利用你们当中的一个来让你们彼此敌对。
They may come up with, I don't have to listen to you, I'll tell my daddy.
比如说呢，我才不用听你的，我听爸爸的。
But you don't accept that.
但是你不能接受这种态度。
So you work very hard at not letting the children be disrespectful to you.
你要尽量努力的来培养的孩子，让他们要尊敬你，不能对你有不尊重的态度。
It will not be easy.But you can do it.
虽然不容易，可是你可以这样去训练他们。
Don't expect your children to fill your emotional needs.
不要期待你的孩子要来满足或者是来帮助你的情绪需要。
Cultivate some friends.
好好的去找一些朋友。
Get some role models for your children.
能够帮你的孩子找一些他的这种模范的那种典范。
Your life has not ended since you had to take care of your children alone. It just means that you have to learn how to cope with it.
当你需要一个人来抚养孩子的时候，并不代表你的人生已经完了，已经结束了。只是呢，你要怎么样学习，怎么样来面对这个情况。
So again, I say, don't depend on your children for your emotional needs.
所以不要把你的情绪依赖在你的孩子身上。
Now be careful who you accept advice from.
而且要小心，到底你从谁来听取那些建议。
I have seen people that have gone to people for advice and have ended marriages by their advice.
很多人呢，他们去求取一些或听取一些建议呢，结果后来呢，造成他们的离婚。
Sometimes you'll have a friend who is very bitter about things, and before long they're helping to make you bitter.
有时候你所找的人呢，他里面已经有很多苦毒了，你在跟他谈的时候呢，他让你更苦毒。
Sometimes their advice really is not good.
你说他们的建议实在是不好的。
So be careful what kind of advice you get from others.
所以你要小心到底怎么样的建议呢？还是说怎么样提建议的人呢？你要小心。
I have a friend whose sister got married again.
我有一个朋友的姐姐呢，后来再婚。
And I think they felt like it was because she wanted someone to help her with her children.
那有时候呢，有人就认为说呢，她再结婚是为了要有人帮她抚养孩子。
But instead, she got a husband that brought heartache to the children.
但是呢，这样的一个再嫁的先生呢，不但没有帮她，而且呢，带来很多跟孩子之间的问题。
So don't think you have to get married just for someone to help you with the children. It may turn into a nightmare.
也不要以为你只要找一个人结婚就可以帮你分担孩子的这种抚养工作。或许这样子，因为这样呢，后来呢，你就要做很多噩梦了。
Let me tell you some positive things that can come out of being a single parent.
我要跟你讲，就当你是单亲家庭的时候，我要跟你讲一些比较有建设性的。
For many, it is a closer relationship to God.
有时候呢，这样会帮助你跟神有更亲密的关系。
And your faith has grown.
这样你的信心会成长。
Another thing can come out of it is a closer relationship to your children.
有时候这样呢，会跟你的孩子更亲近。
You spend more quality time with them usually.
你们有更多的这种很精致的时间在一起。
And you're very sensitive to their needs and the relationships is very close.
然后你对对方的需要呢，非常的敏感，两个人的关系很好。
We can have a stronger sense of self-confidence.
然后你会建立更好，更强的自信。
You see, meeting the needs of the family has given you a sense of true accomplishment.
因为呢，当你在建立或者抚养的孩子的时候呢，你就发现呢，你自己有那种成就感。
Can develop a confidence in your worth as a provider.
这样会建立起你自己的对自己的一种价值感。
Also, it can help in the sense that the children have a stronger character.
而且呢，也会让这个孩子长成更强的、更刚强的一种特性。
You see, children in a single parent family usually learns responsibility sooner.
单亲的家庭的孩子呢，比较容易学到有责任感。
And actually, many times gains maturity earlier.
而且会比较容易成熟。
Then there's a deep joy in parenthood.
在这样的一个亲子关系里面呢，会有一个很深的喜乐。
See, you have assumed more responsibility and developed a wider range of relationships with your children.
因为在你跟孩子这种很亲密的关系里面呢，你们在这种单亲的情况下已经建立成一种更宽阔的关系。
It can actually develop a deeper joy in life.
那这样的话，你的心里面会有很深的快乐。
You see, as a single parent, you've had to learn how to prioritize your life.And you have developed a greater sense of appreciation for what you do have.
一个单亲的情况呢，因为我们能做的有限，所以你需要有一种轻重先后之分。因为这样子而来呢，那你就会更珍惜你所有的，更享受你所有的。
And for those who have found that God is their strength, it has given them a deep well of joy.
特别是如果你认识神，你知道说你的力量可以从神来的话，那么你的那种喜乐会更深。
They've learned that he's always there.
因为知道说神总是在那里。
That he is a good listener.
而且神总是在倾听。
That he's faithful to them.
而且他对你是很信实的。
Very patient with them.
对你是很有耐性的。
He is wise and has given them wisdom.
而且呢，他是要给我智慧的。
He's forgiving to us.
而且他愿意原谅我。
That he loves them with an unconditional love.
他对我们的爱是一种没有条件的爱。
And that their children are his and he watches over them.
那你的孩子就是神的孩子，他会来关顾他，照顾他。
As a single parent, my friend, you can be more than conqueror.
单亲仍然是可以克服而且做得很好的。
And your children will rise upAnd call you blessed.
而且以后你孩子长大之后，他们会称你是有福的。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。 台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。